Welcome to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast.
Hey, Misty, here's a little best of from today's show.
Family Life Radio, hello.
This is Sonia.
Sonia, where are you calling from?
New Mexico.
Hey, all right, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to comment. We go through these hardships, and most of the time it weighs on our heart before we go to bed. And I think what happens is when we wake up in the morning, it's still on our mind because it wasn't resolved, you know, and I would love to turn that into something positive. And I think if we think about Jesus before we go to bed, and we have a point of reason when we wake up, that's the first thing we think about because we went to sleep thinking about it. If we do this more often, we're able to tap into that subconscious when we wake up. That's the first thing we want to do.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure.
Love that.
Yeah.
You know, who doesn't want to fall asleep with God?
Yes.
You know?
Right.
Indeed. Yes, sir.
I like that. I wonder if that would really work if you fell asleep thinking about Jesus. Would you wake up thinking about him?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I love that idea.
I typically wake up thinking about what I fell asleep. Like if just for example, if I go to sleep watching too many videos, I wake up with those videos playing in my head, like TikTok sounds. Like, yeah. I'll wake up thinking about one, and I'm like, okay, let's do something else. Focus on something else for a while.
That's it makes sense. Now, I'm the type of person, literally, I'll go to bed and it's like I have amnesia when I wake up. It's almost, where am I? Who am I? I think I'd have to do it a lot, and then it would become part of my subconscious, maybe. I don't know.
Find myself falling asleep a lot going, Lord, forgive me for...
Yeah.
Oh, I have a bad habit of just rehearsing.
All the stuff. Yeah.
And so then I do find myself dreaming about it, but really in funny ways that involve, like, people I can't see their faces, and
right.
it's like, oh dear. But so I do believe that can happen.
Yeah, sure.
Switch up your focus a little bit as you're falling asleep.
Yeah. I think it would help. Now, I don't think you can learn Spanish in your sleep. Some people tried that, you know.
Oh, funny.
Listening to some, you know.
Maybe that would help me.
That's right. Now, earlier we were talking about trading for things and how it's become a big deal. You can trade for this and trade for that. Anna is with us. So tell us what's going on.
We have a book called The Adventure Challenge, but it's the family edition.
What are you talking about?
So it has all these adventures, and they're very random. You have no idea what you're going to do. You scratch it off, and you have to do it. So the book had a trade up in a neighborhood, a park, or a mall, and you had to have something that you were willing to get rid of. So we had the kids and everybody. We walked around the house and agreed on this candle. We traded for a potted plant. Uh-huh. We traded for a 31 bag, like a brand new insulated lunchbox bag.
Wow.
And so it was so fun. Went through the whole neighborhood. You meet people. And after that lunchbox bag, I was like, yeah, I want that. So we stopped.
You know, that reminds me of a story. I was helping out a inner city missions organization in Wichita, Kansas, and we were doing some things with the youth in the area called Bigger and Better, and it was something like that. You would take something and go door to door and trade it up for something bigger and better, but we were not in the most safe neighborhood.
Oh,
and I didn't quite realize that.
Wow.
And when the people in charge were like, you probably shouldn't be here, but they got a recliner out of it.
Oh, my. But you guys should check out the book. It's a lot of fun. Oh. There's all sort of adventures in it, and it's a neat way just to meet your neighbors.
And what's the name of the book?
It's the Adventure Challenge.
Well, my friend has one that she and her husband do. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you guys have a fantastic day. We love y'all so much.
Oh, thank you.
We love you.
So you open the door, you walk inside. Maybe you've had a tough day. Does the family feel that? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's Kinkle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We saw this thing that Bren Brown posted and was talking about. Yeah, Brene Brown. How you walk in the door and how it can really change the entire evening just by how you've, let's just face it. You get stress that you bring home. When do you unpack that? And how do you unpack it so you don't affect everybody in a negative way?
Yeah.
But she was talking about putting a smile on your face, walking in the door, and how that can just change the whole evening.
would think that it not only changes the evening for your family, but changes your outlook. You know, you come in, you smile, everybody runs to greet you,
right,
hug you, husband, wife gives you a kiss, whatever. You know, you reach down and pet the dog. That, I think, it, one of those things where you kind of trick yourself into the mindset that things are better than they are. Maybe that's the wrong way to put it, but sometimes smiling can change everything. It's just really strange.
Yeah, that's true.
Your perspective.
Yes, there we go.
That's what it is. It changes your perspective. Well, we have two dogs in our house, and I know you have several. You have a couple dogs mm-hmm. as well. I've always thought the rule that we should greet each other like our dogs greet us.
Yes!
I love that
every
idea.
Every time. That's every hilarious. Time, the joy is sure. just inescapable, right?
It's the joy of seeing them. So I agree that should take preeminence. Well, she even said for the first 30 seconds, at least pretend you're elated to see these people and then figure out a way to unpack your emotions, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, aren't you happy to see everyone?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. But I think for me, it's like, you know, these people actually care.
True.
And they will listen to your story. So it's easy to kind of walk in with the heavy.
Right.
And I agree with what you're saying. Set it aside.
Because I've also been greeted that way, too. You walk in, it's like, something went south here.
Goes both ways. Oh, yes. Yes.
Exactly. How far do we carry the dog thing, though? Because like I can go, you know, to the other room for 2 minutes and come back, and it's the same thing as if I've been gone all day. So imagine like your husband, your wife walks in the other room, and 30 seconds later, oh my goodness, you're back!
Hey, I'm Tasha Layton, and by supporting Family Life Radio, you are supporting the artists who make the music you love. You are the reason behind what we do. Thank you.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org.
So we're talking about amazing perks or organizations that are just above and beyond, like this bank in Oklahoma that is basically saying all to their employees, you go get your substitute teaching certificate and I'll also pay you for a substitute teaching because there's a teacher shortage there because of the pandemic. I know, it's awesome. So we're talking about organizations like that. And if you've got one at 888-888-9976. So something happened with your son. Tell us what happened now.
And my son, he was 29 years old and he was legally blind and deaf, but he wanted to work. So he went to Home Depot Distribution Center and was able to get a job up there.
Oh.
And he worked there for like 5 years. And, last July we lost him suddenly. And he had no life insurance. Home Depot Distribution Center manager come up and she gave me a check to cover the full amount of the funeral. It was contributed from the employees. They have an employee contribution fund for a situation like this. If someone loses their house or someone has a tragedy in their life or something, you know.
That's amazing.
That's what that's for.
Wow.
It really is.
That's awesome. I love that.
What a blessing.
No kidding.
Wow. That's fantastic. God bless you as you miss your son.
Yeah.
God bless you too.
Man, pay for an entire funeral, guys?
That's Can you incredible. Imagine?
Wow.
That's beautiful.
That's amazing. Tell us about your good news, 888-888-9976. So what's going on?
3 weeks ago, my husband felt like he had appendicitis maybe and a shoulder pain. Went to the ER. They found out he had kidney stones, which were infected, which caused a blood infection. Then he had kidney failure, pneumonia, stroke.
Goodness. Oh, my.
He actually died for 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
He's a miracle. Every day is a miracle. Since this past Sunday, he awoke and he's speaking quite clearly. Some of the issues have been resolved. And yesterday he was able to swallow. He hasn't eaten for 3 weeks. So we're just praising God for everything he's doing.
You said this last Sunday he woke up. How was he, like in a coma?
No, he would come and go, but he was so sick. We didn't think he was going to make
it.
But now when he said, I love you, I couldn't hardly believe how much that really, it was just wonderful.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, we're just rejoicing with you.
Yeah.
So I also want to thank our life group and our friends and family, and they have been praying continuously, and I know that God hears prayers.
Amen, he does.
He has a choice, but he chose to heal my husband.
Love it. That's good
Love
news.
It.
Man.
Thank you for your station. I listen to it every day.
Well, thank you. So we're talking this morning about self-reliance. Three out of four will not ask for help unless it's the last resort. Mm. We're just trying to figure out, why do we do that? Sylvia is with us. Now, you're saying that you learned this from your job at the post office?
We're required to carry up to 75 pounds alone. So I learned not to ask for help because there was nobody that was going to be helping me.
Oh, gotcha.
You 75 pounds?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of us that are trained to do that because we have to depend on ourselves.
Self-reliance.
It's kind of funny when we would get a package that said team lift and we'd start laughing. Because there was no team. There was just you.
Gotcha.
So, you know, you just learn to make do, you know, and you do your job.
You know, I get that. And there, you know, there is something honorable about self-reliance. Mm-hmm. But I also think, because, you know, if you can figure out how to do things, that means that you've learned how to succeed through adversity. But in a way, at times, I think it's okay to go, okay, uncle.
Yeah, there's a little difference between a sense of accomplishment and just refusing to allow somebody else to bless you.
Right.
But it's interesting, though, how, you know, this like spilled over into other areas of your life. You know, it started out as I was trained to do this at work, and then it moves into other areas. It just kind of becomes a habit at that point.
Hmm.
Our brains are so weird, aren't they?
Yeah, so
strange.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, and I also think that it's generational because my father always said, if you can do it yourself, it's going to be a lot cheaper.
I didn't even consider that.
Yeah, you can save money trying to figure out something on your
Unless
own.
Unless you mess it up further.
Becky's with us. What's on your mind?
Hello there. I just wanted to make a comment about the self-reliance.
Yes. So if you missed it earlier, we were talking about 3 out of 4 of us will not ask for help unless it's a last resort.
I think what a lot of people don't think about is you're denying other people the privilege of helping you. When you think of it like that, it makes it a lot easier to ask for help. A lot of us feel like that's why we were put on earth, is to help others. And so when you ask me for help, it gives me a reason to be joyful.
You know, that is a very good point. There is a huge blessing in providing for someone, whether it be financially or helping somebody out physically.
Yes.
So that's true. I mean, you walk away from that going, ooh, I feel good because I know I've done good here. And that's where, you know, the Bible says it's more blessed to give than receive. So, we're depriving people of that.
Right.
It's a good point.
Exactly. I feel like the reason I was put on this earth is to help others. I mean, so whenever I get a chance to do it, which is not often anymore with COVID, I stay inside a lot.
Sure.
I mean, I just feel like it's an honor. I mean, I want to help others. I look for ways to help others.
So. I like that. We should all look for ways to help others. That's why it's good to volunteer somewhere or just find ways to help out and scratch that itch.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Or scratch somebody else's itch because then you're helping them.
Yes. I've got joy
now in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy. It's the Joy Report where you call and tell us what's giving you joy. So what do you got?
Something that brings me joy every day is the fact that tomorrow is gone and I've been given another day to make a difference.
Tomorrow is gone? Or you mean today?
Yesterday. Yesterday is over and I've been given an opportunity for today.
Yeah.
To make a difference, and not only that, but to thank God for his forgiveness and forever love.
Amen. Yeah, with tomorrow's gone, I thought you were in some sort of strange matrix thing.
It's like, wait a minute, I was looking forward to tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah.
The weekend's gone too. Oh, no!
Thank you guys.
Hey, you know what? You just brought us joy.
Okay. And I appreciate, I listen to you guys every morning, and that is another piece of my joy, is to hear you guys with your laughter and the joy that you bring us.
Oh,
every
thank
morning.
You. You know, I just don't tell anybody that we get paid to do this for a living.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or to get in touch with us, head over to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.